you know, handle this face to face.
No, you said that I was talking a lot of shit about you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just pointing out facts. Your mother-in-law definitely should not have called me.
She's a grown woman. I had absolutely no idea what she was doing. And for you to sit there and say that I gave her your phone number...
No, I asked... I did not... I did not... I did not say that. I asked
you. Your number.
And instead of you replying, you just didn't say anything.
Didn't say anything to what?
To my post, whenever I called you out on Facebook.
Yeah, because I don't have time to stoop that low to deal with somebody like you. I had way too much shit going on in my life to worry about people like you.
People like me, what does that mean?
Keyboard warriors, people that want to fight their battles from behind a keyboard.
Well, you definitely never called me back, so how else would you expect me to reach out to you?
Adam, I was driving back from Missouri, man. I missed your call. I didn't check my voicemail because when I got home, I actually wanted to spend some time with my family that I hadn't seen in 2 months. But you know, you guys want to jump to conclusions.
Oh, no, I knew what you were doing. You told us what you were doing whenever you were at the meeting. You're a public official. I feel like if you can't take the scrutiny of being a public official, you should just step down at this point.
I don't know what your deal is. I don't know why you have such a hard-on for me.
A hard-on?
For you to sit there and say that I can't take the scrutiny, I was the only one that sat up there on that dais and took y'all's shit like a man and then fired back. So don't sit there and tell me that I can't take the scrutiny. I just think that it was convenient that you decide you want to pop off on Facebook posts.
It's convenient for me to pop off on Facebook posts?
It's convenient that you choose to pop off on Facebook posts and in a city council meeting where you know I'm limited in what I'm able to react, how I'm able to react.
I mean, we're talking now. Go ahead.
No, because I'm not like you, Adam.
Exactly.
I don't do things over
exactly.
the phone. If you want to meet me in person and we can settle this, then name a time and place. And we'll figure this out, man. But what you're not going to do is you're not going to continue to drag my family through the mud.
I haven't dragged
you
your family
me,
through the mud. You're the one who said everything that
Adam,
you said that
Adam,
day.
That is bullshit.
That's your fault.
Tuesday night, you questioned my ability to parent. You brought my family into it.
I didn't question you. I told you you had the choice. I said you have the choice to decide what your children are going to read and what they're going to watch.
Negative.
You
Negative.
Took that
That's
the wrong way. And I asked you, did you understand that? I said, do you understand because your face says otherwise? And you did not like that I stood up to you. And you threw a whole fit.
No. The reason I didn't throw a fit, the reason I stopped you was because up until that point, I had been completely respectful to you. I had not attacked you personally. I hadn't even used your name. I knew exactly what you said and which comments you guys made, but I never used any of y'all by name. But then you want to come up there and you want to call me Blair.
That's your name, is it not? I went to school with you. Of course I'm going to call you Blair.
I don't know you.
I personally have no respect for you, so why would I call you anything other than Blair?
That's fine. I have no respect for you either.
Great.
So,
glad to hear it.
But you can come after me all you want to, but you leave my family out of it, Adam.
I haven't brought your family into it. I never, all I said was parent your children. I never said anything about your children. I never said anything about your wife. I told you to do your job as a parent and parent your children. Don't parent other people's children. You literally said, don't parent me, don't tell me how to parent my kids.
You're bullshit up. I will take legal action and I will get you to shut the hell up and keep my name out of your mouth. You understand me?
All right. I think that this should be the end of this conversation. Have a good night. Any other threats you want to throw out there, bud?
Oh, it's not a threat. It's not a threat. It was a promise.
Okay.
That if you continue to keep my name out there, I will take legal action.
Okay.
It was a promise, not a threat.
Maybe you should step down because you should definitely not be in the seat that you're in if you can't deal with the public. You shouldn't put your family out there for the public to know being a city councilman if you can't handle it.
I can take it, Adam.
Obviously not.
I can take it. But what I'm not going to tolerate is for people to come after my family because they have no part in this.
Nobody has came after your family. I never said one thing about your children or your wife. I said you need to parent your children.
Carol Lawson has. There's several of y'all that have talked shit about my family.
I think that you should step down off your high horse and understand that you fucked up, and that's the end of it.
How did I fuck up, Adam?
Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
What did I do? How did I...